musicians are set, and I see a record made.
Ladies and gentlemen of Los Angeles.
Senhoras e senhores de Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Good evening and welcome to the
It's Record for More.
And now,
Mr.
Joseph Goldenberg.
Califrag, Morgan M. Morganson, stood in the long room of his four walls, narcissing himself in the double glass. He horizontalized his neck bow and a long stream of air out of his face hole. He was ready to lethoriate, or at least ready as he'd ever been. The Eat Room was all a shadow with the tiny flames of wax sticks. Our man Morgan unstood onto a person holder and waited as the time teller ticked and talked.
The sugar cube sank in the cup of tea. He did his best Wicked Witch of the West.
"I'm melting!"
he screamed.
"Melting!"
Nothing big.
Nothing grand.
Nothing useful.
Nothing planned.
Nothing smart, or at least not very.
Nothing revolutionary.
Nothing urgent.
Nothing hot.
Maybe quiet.
Maybe not.
Nothing hard.
Nothing wet.
Nothing naked.
Well, not.
C'est dommage, petit fils, que tout est mort dans la vie, sans espoir.
A faded photograph of your wedding day. That's the way time goes these days. Out of your window is an unfamiliar scene. You remember when it was all empty and green.
Her skirt, her closest child, bright mercury, oh wow. He's hot-headed with iron heart. Hear her twilight orbit stars. Hey, Venus reclines upon her shell, her
that I've been in a dry spell. I'm so glad that you're so fucking happy. Thanks for expounding on
it. I thought you were enjoying being alone.
Yeah, really? Who the fuck enjoys being alone?
Yeah.
and Destiny's 11th date, the Zeppelin Zoo. 'Twas a shiny bright earth spin, and the up over was a sheeny cobaltic blue fest. High up top the big smoke, the Zeppelin Zoo wished through the geogas. It was a balloonic arc, a sky safari, and extra factually on this specificated earth spin, it was the date place for our man Morgan M. Morganson and his love buddy Destiny. On your Twitter just now that you just got married?
I did.
Wow. And I hesitate to ask, but is your new husband here?
He's in the balcony where I came
from. Get your ass down here, dude!
Sorry, I wasn't clear enough. Come on, we'll talk for a second, but I want to hear from him too. And you're not in high heels, so you better not take that long.
Heartbroken because it's awful. It's an awful feeling to know that somebody's there for you, but they're not really there for you because physical is so far away.
Sure, yeah, like, yeah, I understand.
Miles.
Yeah.
Something staring at the screen, staring at the screen.
This fellow called Fred, instead of a head, had a turnip on top of his neck. And the children would jeer, and he looked pretty queer, and the grown-ups would shout bloody. Yeah.
It's been that way since the dawn of creation. Been that way since I gave you breath. Been that way since the stars imploded. It'll be that way long after your death. And before you mention moving pictures, let me stop you there. Been there.